Blog Talk Radio.
The told you so kid looking like he's itching to sing. The day hell got cold, selling plane tickets to pigs. Time tested method for turning a fat chance slim. No wind dying, push whatever's bad back in. And that grin, Sarah's crew first place. Taste beautiful, a cookie for the
yay! Yay!
Oh.
It is Wednesday.
Oh, no more trailers.
We are almost done.
Yes.
Almost there.
Tomorrow night we get to really cut loose. Yeah. I think there's a velociraptor loose in my living room.
A velociraptor loose in the living room.
I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, and I drank coffee. All right, you guys. So welcome to our E3 show again. It's Wednesday night. We've been kind of watching trailers on and off all day. It's been a tiresome day. Sorry.
Indeed,
we are extremely exhausted. Are you exhausted?
I'm not as exhausted as I was yesterday. Yesterday, oh, good Lord. But I've had a nap or two today, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got some food in my belly.
Apparently, my caps lock is doing all kind of crazy stuff. I don't know. All right. Big fun on my computer. Okay, Celeste, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Tired. Thought we covered that part.
I'm tired, too. I took a nap earlier, though. See, that's what you got to do. You got to pace yourself at E3. You can't just try to consume it all at once. You got to take it one step at a time.
Those first two days, we didn't really get the choice.
Thank you, Obi-Wan. You are
it was
only
all back to back.
Pace yourself, you must.
I mean, even like the 15 or so minutes in between each one where they did the whole, you know, the coverage of, you know, what do you think about this, that, or the other afterwards. That still wasn't enough time to recuperate because I was wanting to watch those to see what I missed. You know, did I miss something? Is there something I didn't notice that y'all did?
Is there no more live feed here? They just give up.
No more live feed.
I think E3 has officially been covered. Go home.
They just
pretty much. They were like, you know, all the big boys came out to play. We showed you what the big boys had to say. We're done.
Yeah, that's why we're still here. See, we picked up some other things to share with y'all. That's just ridiculous. Portal 2 is you can download it on Amazon right now. Just to share. Look, this is not even a news segment, but just to share, if you want Portal 2, you can download it.
You can download it on Steam.
Well, some people don't have Steam. They don't trust Steam, so you have to give them alternatives.
What?
Yes. So
what?
You can get it right now. Actually, a used copy of Portal 2 to download. I don't know how it's used if you download it. Somebody please explain it.
How much money is it exactly?
$23 if you download it used. Please explain to me how it's used.
I don't know how that's possible, but
it's on the page. I don't make the news people. I just report it. Okay. So anyway, if you want Portal 2, you pop over to Amazon.com and there's Portal 2 there. Yay! All right.
Don't do it because people don't trust them.
Well, if you don't trust Amazon, you do your Steam. If you don't trust Steam, go to Amazon. Okay. So, stop instigating riots, Blaster.
So silly. Don't trust Steam. So silly.
Oh, well, you know. You're
so silly.
You got to be careful. You know, somebody might hack your console and steal all your information and stuff.
You know what's interesting? Since you mentioned that, I have to say one thing. Steam has probably some of the best protection.
Don't jinx them. Don't do it.
No, they do. Because every time you try to log into your Steam account from a different computer other than a computer you've already used in the past, it sends an email. You have to verify by your email address you have signed up for that account. You have to verify that that's okay to use that computer. That new computer can have access to your Steam account. Before that happens, you can't. That's all.
Yeah, they don't do much good if it's from a different computer and that also has your email on it, or if you're like certain people I know that leave their email logged in on their computer all the time. Yeah, that doesn't help much.
Let's just be a dumbass. People that put their passcodes underneath they put a sticky tape underneath their keyboard with their passcodes on it.
I may leave mine. No, never mind.
Mine are in my head or tattooed on my ass. Okay, so
I'm taking a picture of her ass so I can see this.
You will not be. Thank you very much. We have not gotten to talk yet. You people, you two, are out of control already. It's too early. All right.
You know you love us.
I do. And I forgot what I was going to say because I'm tired. Can I say Starhawk? It's beautiful. Oh, yes. Please do talk about Starhawk. We were...
I want Starhawk. Well, I'll talk about it. Oh, I just want to drool over it. It's what I want to do. Except that it is... Look like... What is it? It's exclusive for the PS3 right now, which I'm a little sad because I don't have one. But I may have to get one just for Starhawk because it's amazing looking. I'm not usually into real-time strategies. And this, I guess, technically isn't a real-time strategy in a way, but... It is, but it's not all at the same time. It's kind of mixed.
Now, see, I was under the impression, due to the little snippets they've been giving us, that it was a first-person shooter.
It's a third-person shooter, vehicle-based combat, real-time strategy.
Okay.
It's a blend. It's one of those hybrids which people are trying to do. And it looks like they did it very well, but not having played it yet, I don't know.
I keep hearing that it is the next Halo, and somebody has to take the crown. I know Halo's coming back. See, Ginger, even other people don't believe that Halo is actually Halo without Bungie.
I know, and I'm hearing it. And everybody keeps telling me that. And you're right, it's probably not. But, oh, God, I still hope. I miss it.
Wow.
They kind of jumped ship after, two, and I'm just so sad.
I have to say this, though. Look at Halo. Was it Halo ODST? I mean, even
That was not Halo. Do not call that Halo. That
exactly.
Was,
and that
even
was
Bungie
Microsoft.
Can make mistakes.
Well, no, I don't think they did that one. Didn't Microsoft?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
ODST was nothing but PvP.
The story between ODST is because Microsoft forced Bungie to release another unplanned Halo because they wanted something between Halo 3 and Halo Reach. So they forced them to come up with that.
Well, see.
And then Halo 3 was not... Right. The gameplay was beautiful. I'll give them that. The maps were repetitive. The gameplay was beautiful, but it was not Halo. There was no Master Chief. I don't want a love story in my Halo.
I was done after 3. I'm sorry. It's on my shelf, and I'm done. I got 2 and 3 in there. I'll hang on to them. I have my Mountain Dew can with Master Chief on it, and it's in top of my closet, and that's all I'm going to do.
Reach is a beautiful paperweight. It's just sitting there holding down my shelf.
Well, so who do we think is going to step up and take the place if it's not Starhawk, if it's not a first-person shooter?
Mm.
Nobody?
Game
takers?
No, not really. Everybody's trying. There's several people that are trying. But, no, for the moment, Halo is still kind of hanging out. They're just kind of holding out the crown to somebody. Just take it.
I don't think Halo... No.
You say no?
You're saying Halo deserves the crown?
No, I said who's going to take the crown from Halo as being, the...
Halo hasn't had the crown for years.
No, they may not have had the crown, but, when you think first-person shooter, that's usually the first thing that comes out of anybody's mouth, even people who aren't getting it.
Not nowadays.
It's
not
iconic.
Everybody knows Halo. Everybody knows
Halo's
Halo.
Old news. Nobody says Halo anymore.
Maybe not. I said people.
Modern Warfare had the crown, stole the crown from Halo a while back.
You are giving a point from a gamer standpoint. We have these discussions all the time. Our world is not the rest of the world's world. So when I walk up to my
mom
and I say Halo, she knows what Halo is. If I say Far Cry, she's like, who?
If you say Modern Warfare.
No, she doesn't know Modern Warfare either.
Medal of Honor.
It's the same thing with if I walk up to her and I say zombie game, if I say Resident Evil, she knows exactly what that is, but she'd never see me play Left 4 Dead. She'd be like, what is this? It's still zombie. She'd probably love it, but because Resident Evil is so iconic, as is Halo, that's what we mean when we say crown. They undisputed champion so far. Even though Modern Warfare is good, it hasn't achieved iconic status. I don't see people outside waiting in line for Modern Warfare.
I don't know. Modern Warfare had a huge, huge following. I mean, massive among the gamers. Just as massive.
It does. It still does.
It's not more massive than the Halo crowd back. I mean, as the last Halo, compared to last Halo games following to Modern Warfare, and there's no contest. Modern Warfare.
Oh, no kidding. The last 3, ODST, Reach, and 3 itself, was just horrible. They weren't Halo. You can slap Halo title on it all you want. You can put them in the same outfits. I don't care. It wasn't Halo.
But he just proved my point. You say maybe not the same crowd. So when I say iconic is, I haven't seen Modern Warfare on my Mountain Dew can. Or they have a Modern Warfare game pack at the McDonald's, whereas Halo, they were giving away 50.
Yeah, no, they were doing – Modern Warfare had some crazy over-the-top promotions. Don't even say that.
Okay, you find me a Coke can and a McDonald's figurine or Burger King figurine, and then we'll say Modern Warfare has reached the same status. When I say iconic, mm-hmm. that's what I mean. When they're like, it's seeping its way into mainstream where everybody knows what it is, not just us. I love how he loves our role so much. Yeah. He just can't conceive of anybody else not knowing any of this stuff, but they just don't.
I got a funny story about that just happened. I'll have to tell you about it in a little bit. That was
okay. You can't be mentioning a funny story and not sharing.
All right, I'm at the mall with a significant other. We are going to visit a friend of the significant other's that works there, and I'm wearing my I Love Geeks or I Love Nerds shirt, and the guy's all like, "Oh, that fits, you know, with you being with so and so." And I'm kind of looking at him like, really? He's not a nerd. And the guy's kind of looking at me like, what are you talking about? He's the nerd of, you know, out of all of us. And it's kind of like, has he talked about me at all? Because he's not the nerd in this relationship. And he's kind of like, but you're a girl. Oh, God, don't even go there. Don't go down that road. Just because I have boobs. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, look. No, go back to your GNC and just go back to being pretty.
Oh, did you say that?
Go back to being pretty. Stop talking. Thanks.
Well, we'll see who's gonna scoop up this crown. Maybe Blaster Modern Warfare will scoop in. I think those games should be all the
it has
Modern Warfare.
Already.
Not yet. It's getting there, and I think it should be. I'll tell you why. Because we got so many soldiers overseas. I think all the money from all those Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, Ghost Recon, Rainbow Six, they should donate half their proceeds to the soldiers.
Wasn't it the last Call of Duty when it came out had the big deal where AFEES was not selling it? They would not sell it. Wasn't that Call of Duty?
Who was not selling it?
AFEES. The military Walmart, more or less.
Oh.
No, it wasn't.
Was it not Call of Duty? Who was it?
Don't tell me. I know the name. I know the answer to this. It was...
so then you could play as a terrorist.
Oh, I remember that because we did story.
But it wasn't Call of Duty. It was another game.
God, what was it? Now we're going to be talking about.
One second. Google, don't fail me now.
Okay, while we do that.
It was Medal of Honor.
My bad. Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
See, all those money should go to our soldiers. We're not getting a new Medal of Honor. How come they didn't announce one, I wonder? Ah! Here's one thing I was actually meaning to talk about. Okay, so this is the whole big thing a lot of people are pissed off about. Oh, there's no GTA 5, and Rockstar didn't even go to E3. When have you ever seen Rockstar at E3? Name me a year.
They were at E3 one. They were at E3 the year I was there, I think.
Most likely not. You know why? Rockstar, one of those companies, iconic status. They're not going to be at E3. They're never going to announce GTA 5 until they're ready. And you all who are true fans will be just like I was, where when they were announcing GTA 4, Blasty, do you remember me telling you about this? That they took over the Comedy Central channel for 2 hours, and all it was the GTA logo and a clock counting backwards. And I watched that for 2 hours waiting to see if they were going to show me anything. And they didn't show anything for 2 hours but a clock counting backwards. Really?
I didn't hear about that.
Wow.
I told you. I said, I am such a crazy idiot. I sat watching going, ooh, are they going to show a snippet or anything? You just watch it. I had the TV on the station sitting there just staring.
Oh, you're so cute, Corey.
Yes, but does that tell you how powerful Rockstar is? They don't care about E3. They can take over a whole station and just be like, whatever, we're going to make you watch this and just stare at our logo.
Look at the pretty clock.
Look at the clock and the logo, and it's going to be seared into your brain after you've stared at it for 2 hours. I don't know who came up with that, but it worked. I was staring.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious.
Wait a minute. If it wasn't Comedy Central, it was which one? Who has Adult Swim?
Mm-mm. I don't
know. It's Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network, yeah. That's who they had at around midnight, I think, about a month before launch. 2 hours of nothing but their freaking clock. And if they are at E3, you very rarely see them. They're not going to show you anything. They're not going to be making a big to-do and have the booth babes come out in the car because they don't care. Real rock star, we don't care. So y'all can stop being angry. We'll see it when they're ready. And they're not going to say a word about it till then. And besides, LNOR just came out. They're enjoying that, I'm pretty sure. All the lovely controversy and good things around LNOR. So, either of you Devil May Cry fans?
I used to be back in the day. Not anymore. The last one was so effed up. It wasn't. I mean, like, back in the day, the very first Devil May Cry was awesome. And then when God of War and other games started aping everything from Devil May Cry, that kind of combat got really old really quickly.
So. Well, I've never really been a huge fan, but I'm even less now since they're talking about he's taken to the streets and what is it with everybody and taking people to the streets?
I don't know.
What is it? Like, we had a driver. Was it, which one were we watching? Driver or San Francisco, where the guy's now out of the car or he switches cars or. I don't know. She says, I don't know either. What help are you?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I just don't know where you're going with this one.
Huh?
I don't know where you're going with this one.
I'm asking questions, so if you all know anything about this game, speak.
I do not.
You do not. Oh, did you? You weren't listening to us this morning. You didn't have power where you were.
I did not. I lost power at about 1:45 at my office.
Yeah, that was when we were doing the news. So you didn't hear the price for the Wii U.
I did not. What is the price for the Wii U?
Same price as the Wii.
No, liar.
I kid you not. Did I not read this morning, Ginger?
You did. You totally did. We got the price.
We got the price.
We saw pictures. Yeah.
And the controller, they said, will not be sold as standalone. It's coming with the system.
Liar.
I even read off the specs.
Liar.
Look it up online.
Liar.
Wait, hold on. They're not going to sell the controller separate.
No.
What are you
so you can only have one controller per console?
Where are you getting your messed up information from?
Only one Wii U controller.
Yeah. But that's the way they always. Mine came with the Wii came with one Wiimote as well, so they don't ever put two in there.
But you can still buy the Wiimote separate.
There are your Wiimotes if you already have a Wii, like I do. You probably just have.
Here's a story from today at OneUp.com. Here's a story from today. Okay, President Satoru Iwata said in an interview, as translated by such and such this guy, that the company does not intend to sell Wii U for the same price that the Wii did launch. He also believes the Wii can continue to live on a period of time for following the release of the Wii U. So, that is not true.
Here's our Nintendo reportedly told Japanese that the Wii U console will likely be no more than 20,000 yen when it launches in Japan.
He says that is not the case.
Price translated and reported by Bloomberg. See, you're going one up. I'm going with the business people over here.
How about Nike? How about
Nike's in here as well. Nike's an article. Talked about
Nokia. Nokia, which is the Japan. I think it's
Nike.
Whatever. They're in here saying, interview with Nike, it's translated by this guy, the company does not intend to sell the Wii U for the same price. So you've got a conflicting story there. And
not intend to sell the Wii for the same price?
Does not intend to sell the Wii U does not intend to sell the Wii U for the same 20,000 yen price that the Wii did at launch.
That's not what's on business.
That's not what this one's saying. So who's lying?
I'm more inclined.
You know who's lying?
I think Bloomberg's
Nintendo
lying.
Nintendo was lying.
They're most
my God. Nintendo, you liars. You liar since you got
you
a
here, you heard lying. It here first. You heard it here first. I'm telling you right now, the Wii U is not going to be 20,000 yen or $250. It is not going to be that. $300 is a low-end estimate for what customers are paying at this point. Low-end. It's probably going to be $400. You heard it here first.
Now, here's what a couple of the other developers are saying. That sounds about right. $300 to $400 is what you just said. It says should be about accurate, considering that the tablet can be expensive when it comes to drawing techniques, which it can be. There's a lot of little stuff it does. A lot of people are, of course, saying if they get it around $250 to $300, they're still buying it. That's a damn good price. I'm looking at the industry professionals, not
up. There's a famous UK retail store called Zowie. They are right now pre-orders for the Wii U are going at £400, which is somewhere around the vicinity
they
of
should not be doing
$600.
That. Oh, remember what we were talking about this morning?
Mm-hmm.
How Nintendo they don't like the whole price gouging thing. So if it turns out they do manage to get it under their price, they're going to have some angry customers. And Nintendo's not going to be very happy with them either.
I'm just saying, no price has been set yet. If anybody says there is, they're lying.
Like I said, I'm more inclined to believe the business over here than 1UP. I love me some 1UP.
You can be more inclined to lie and to be lied to.
No. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm more inclined to believe the business people over here. We have been interviewed on 1UP before, Blaster. Search your name and search me and see how many times we were misquoted about stuff we said and they decide to switch up somewhere. It's them, your other favorite site.
I'm pretty sure that a big story like this about the Wii U price.
No.
That I'm
they
looking for a list of here and all of
them. They got to get their stories out just like everybody else. They want.
How about WeNintendo.net?
That's not Nintendo's site. So if we're gonna go anywhere, go to. I'll tell you the press area. You can go look and get it from the horse's mouth and see what they say. They're gonna lie here from their mouth, not from other people. But anyway.
Game of Sutra.
I just told you I'm gonna give you the press area in a private thing. You can go
you'll
look at.
You believe only one report, but you don't believe anybody.
No, well, I said I would believe industry professionals because they deal more with the business side. 1UP just tells a story. We know 1UP and Kotaku just like we do sometimes, like to embellish a little bit to get
Game,
you.
So Game of Sutra is lying too. Mm. Everybody's lying.
Yes, Game of Sutra has been known to
everybody
tell.
Everybody right now is lying. Nobody knows anything.
Yes.
It's all speculation.
So you go here, and this is what's on there, right on their site. You go look up there, and we'll see what they say directly.
Yeah. I will.
All right.
I will.
That's the internet.
You know what we didn't hear anything about, and we heard all kinds of stuff. Well, not really all kinds of stuff. We heard a lot of hype about last year. It's last year when the Move came out, right? On the PlayStation Move?
This isn't
Sorcery.
Right address.
Sorcery. Oh, I might have a
Sorcery, battle. Yes. But also, what happened to the
right
creepy AI boy?
Oh, no. That's what I was. We talked about that a couple
Milo,
weeks ago.
Wasn't he?
Milo became Connectimals.
Uh-huh.
And his other features, what we've been talking about the last few days, where you can scan anything into the game, that's also, like, so it's like they broke him up into pieces to do different things. Because if I'm not mistaken, the video, Blaster, where did you find that video anyway? We had some years ago of Milo. You used to be able to scan things into his world.
Oh, wow.
That's where that technology came from.
What?
Milo. Remember Milo? Remember when Kinect was called Project Natal and the game Milo with the little boy.
Yeah, and the creepy little boy that you got to help raise, and he was cloud-based technology, AI.
Yeah, you were the one who found the video for it.
I don't remember that. It must have been drunk that night or something.
I was hoping we were going to see something about that.
Yeah, you got to see that. That
well,
was
he got, he got canceled, and then they broke him up into pieces. He's a Connectimal, and then he's going to be a penis scanning.
They abused him, threw him down in the
penis
basement.
Scanning! I was like, oh my God, did she just say that?
I did.
She totally did.
It's
nighttime. I can say that now. Penis scanning!
Yes, he's going to be penis scanning is what he's going to be.
Yes.
when we get our new stuff.
Milo,
we get our new dashboards.
Pretty boy.
What is with all the new Xbox dashboards? What is with all that?
I don't know.
It seems like more chance for my Xbox to red ring. That's what that looks like to me.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it is they're getting ready to implement the new cable service that they're going to be offering. Of course, they're bringing YouTube and Bing and all that fun stuff, which, you know, whatever. I've got a PC. I don't need that.
What new cable service?
The cable TV service where you're going to be able to sign up and watch TV on your Xbox, all your cable channels. Well, right now it looks like they're mainly overseas cable channels.
Oh, you mean those when they were talking about BBC, TV, BBC? And
Yeah, but it looks like they're actually trying to start up their own digital cable service.
Well, they already have AT&T UVerse on there. I wonder how that's going to work out. Is UVerse going to pull their contract or?
That I don't know. I don't know what I want to know is are they going to have HBO? Because I'm a little bit of a True Blood fanatic.
Well, you know you can get your HBO pretty much without any help from any cable company
well, that's
now.
That's true. But you know, if I can get it on my Xbox, I can put it up on my great big huge projection screen. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, I'm coming to your house because I could love to see Eric Northman life size.
Life size, hell, man. He's twice life size. He's huge. He's hot.
I love you, Eric.
Yes. Eric, can I have your baby?
Now, that would be an interesting game. Why is nobody trying to do that? A True Blood MMO set in Louisiana. That's hot.
Oh, that would be hot. Somebody get on that right now. I would play that. Oh, I'd play the hell out of that.
Mm-hmm. I'd so play it.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Blaster all quiet? He's most likely trying to cause some mayhem. Can you contribute to the conversation? Stop trying
He's
to cause
like,
mayhem.
Y'all are talking about girl stuff.
I don't know. Every time I say something, it's like, no, you're wrong. No, you're lying. No, you're wrong.
Like
your source is terrible. Your source lies every single time.
You act like that's different from any other night. Don't be all sensitive.
It's like every single
it's
time.
It's already three
like,
girls.
Why
on
do I
show?
Even bother showing up anymore? Because my sources are all terrible, and I'm full of crap all the time. And
is he acting very girly? I don't think I like this side of you. I need you to put that away.
I'm going to let y'all,
acting all girly, and I got it recorded is the bad part. It's recorded. You're going to get teased tomorrow. I'm sorry.
I want to talk. Well, I missed a lot of the show today, as I said before. So,
well, what did you see that you liked?
not really sure what happened today. I would like to know what you guys what I think Ubisoft had a Q&A event, right?
I was just getting ready to watch that. I was a little bit slacking today. I did not watch the Ubisoft.
That's what you sound
yeah,
like.
Yeah, you sound pretty bad. I don't know what's wrong with you.
GLaDOS, I hate you.
Oh my god, it's getting worse. Wow. I'll tell you one thing though. I didn't see a lot about what was that new zombie, that melee zombie vacation game? You guys heard about that? Dead Island.
They were the first day out. They sent out trailers and stuff.
Okay, I hadn't seen much about that.
It was a bad trailer at first. It wouldn't let me upload it, but decent. I think it needs to be behind an age gate. That's why I came up with that whole thing about E3. I was like, why is all this stuff so readily accessible? And they didn't send me a warning either. It really should be behind an age gate, but I've already put it up. I don't know.
Nice.
I don't think it's still there. Let me check if it's on our channel still. Oh, I'll tell you in a minute because it was pretty bad.
Well, so that was one game that I hadn't heard a lot about. You know, it was totally interesting. I hadn't – THQ, I guess. I was looking back. I was trying to see if THQ – didn't they used to have a press conference? Like, I think 2007 was the last press conference that THQ had. I'm just curious. Is that THQ doesn't think they need to have press conferences anymore? Like, I don't understand that. Have you guys seen any – I mean, I looked online, and last one I saw was 2007. So I don't think THQ does press conferences anymore.
I think they've had a hard year.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. They've had a hard year. Well, am I still sounding like GLaDOS?
No, you're not.
No, you're fine. But they're such a huge, I don't know.
Not anymore.
They've had several layoffs, haven't they?
They've had layoffs and cuts, and then there was that whole fiasco with San Francisco Bay.
The balloons?
Yes.
Oh, THQ.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Now, supposedly there's a press conference for THQ. I wanted to see it. If they had one, I wanted to watch it. No, 2007. Last one's 2007. That's crazy, isn't it? I don't know. There's some games that THQ has I'm excited for. I'm looking forward to – both of them happen to be Warhammer titles. I'm looking forward to the MMO that's coming out and, of course, Space Marine. I know I mention that every single chance I get. But I'm excited about it. And I haven't heard – in THQ, I don't know why they feel like they don't have to show up at E3.
They're there. I think they just couldn't do a big show. Like I said, they spent out a lot of money.
I don't know. They should be able to do that. I understand that.
I'm looking at galleries of people at E3 right now. Why is Travis Barker talking 4 of the 4 at E3? Why? Why, why?
I don't know.
What's that, GLaDOS?
Am I doing it again?
The internet's not behaving tonight.
Okay. It's about one.
Oh, here's one last thing I want to say.
We got 2 minutes. We could continue to talk, but it's going to go in non-streaming, just letting you all know. But...
Well, I want to say something real quick that... interesting note, by the way, all of those videos from the Nintendo press conference yesterday were not actually playing.
Yes, we know. We know that's not good. Bad Nintendo.
And actually, I was really interested that little Pretty Bird demo that they had. People were saying that were there actually and saw it in person were like, they said that it wasn't that impressive, actually. So
how do you do that then? How do you make it look impressive on TV and then not when you're in person? How does that happen?
I don't know. They said I have no idea. I really don't understand that myself. But supposedly people were saying they really weren't that impressed by it.
Now, who were they asking? Were these the I'm a Sony fanboy or I'm here as a reporter?
No, this was on that live feed that we saw that we were watching that I was watching yesterday. I was watching live feed from Game Trailers. And
are you talking about the people right next to the?
I was talking about that, and I actually read the Game Trailers were talking about it afterwards because they had actually gotten a demo of it a week ahead of time. A lot of press got demos of that stuff a week ahead of time, and they were saying that when they saw it a week ago, it wasn't that impressive to them. And interesting to note also, I read that on another couple blogs that said that too, that had gotten a chance to take a look at it ahead of time, had said that they were not impressed with that demo. It was not that great. So my curiosity is where exactly is Nintendo's graphical capabilities going to fall with the new Wii U? It looks like they could play some of the new games coming out, but
I'm gonna link you to the stats because we read off what was supposed to be in it this morning, but again, sure. You had no power, so So tomorrow you can say if you like it or you don't like it, if it sucks or whatnot. But yeah, well, it looks to me like it'll be pretty powerful if it has all this stuff in it. But we got a whole year before it comes out. So, and they don't generally, aside from this whole trailer fiasco, lie to us. Generally, when they say it's going to have, it does have. So we'll have to wait and see. If they lie, then I'm going to have to stop backing you, Nintendo. You never lied to me before other than this trailer. It's a small transgression.
Just a small one, though.
It's a small one. But
one other thing I also heard is, a comment that was actually made to me by a former Nintendo fanboy who had been disgruntled over the Wii and was a little bit excited about the new Wii U that's coming out. They were telling me that they felt like Nintendo was finally catching up to 360 and PS3 as far as the graphics are concerned. This is a system from this is a system that should have been launched 4 years ago or 5 years ago.
Think all of them are confused and don't know what the hell they're doing. And somewhere in there, it's time for somebody else to step forward because they've all lost their way in my eyes. I mean, I'm excited about the stuff they're doing, but everybody's too busy trying to be like everybody else. And what I always like is innovation. I want something to come in that I haven't seen before. I don't need – it's like I said yesterday, stay in your lane. I don't need you to add move capabilities because that's why I bought a Wii. I don't need you to have good graphics. That's why I have a PlayStation. I don't need you to have community because I have Xbox for that. I have a console for everything, for all occasions.
This Dead Island trail looks terrible, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it does.
I like that Dead Island trailer.
Have you ever played Left 4 Dead? It looks like Left 4 Dead 2 to me.
Hey, I like Left 4 Dead 2.
I'm just saying from a brand new game that's coming out, it looks like it's aping a lot of Left 4 Dead 2s.
Well, no, remember, that's what we have to play it because they're not saying that it's going to be visually superior. What they're saying is different is the ability to put different weapons together. So you might have a blowtorch and a can of hairspray or a match and a can of hairspray. That's what they're saying theirs is different.
It sounds a lot like, what was that other game that was a zombie game where you put stuff together?
I know what you're talking about. That wasn't a zombie game, though.
Yes, it was. The one where he was in the mall and then the second one where he was like in a giant...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, yes.
But I never played that.
Dead Rising 2. It's a lot like Dead Rising 2 because Dead Rising 2, you could put together, you could make your own custom weapons. You could put together a hockey stick and
was it multiplayer?
Yeah, I think there was a multiplayer element.
And consistent world and all that good stuff that they're saying.
I don't know about all that stuff, but I'm just telling you that it
and
doesn't
survivors
look
and
impressive as it doesn't look as impressive as. It looks as impressive as Left 4 Dead 2 does to me.
I'm a reserve comment because I'm going to tell you. I saw, and by the way, I downloaded my Infamous. I saw Infamous years ago, and I said, oh, that game looks like it's really good. And then when the reviews came out, everybody's like, it sucks. So I'm a reserve comment until I play it. Yeah.
I'm just saying. Here's the thing. Wrap this up by saying that, the unveiling, quote-unquote, of the Wii U console was extremely structured, as I said earlier, and I don't know how I feel about that. That makes me feel like, remember back in the day when PlayStation 3 was first announced and all the tech demos they had and all that kind of stuff, and 90% of it was pre-rendered crap? I feel like after the unveiling of the Wii.
It's not pre-rendered, it's just from another console. So it was rendered, it was all good. It was all real stuff, just not from the Wii U.
Yeah, and
that's what's bad.
Yeah, I was cheering Wii on last night, Nintendo on with this whole Wii U thing. I was all excited. And then to wake up this morning and find out that what we saw wasn't even from the Wii U kind of disappointed me.
I just have a question. Isn't that legal?
No.
Not like they can get arrested for it or anything, but shouldn't that be something that the gaming press should not be tolerating?
Well, they have been tolerating. It's just that it happens to be E3, and everybody's always gunning to make Nintendo go down. I don't know why, because I don't want to lose a console. We lose a console, and as much as
I'm not gunning for Nintendo to go down. They're taking a hardcore turn with it.
No, I'm saying, let me finish. The point is, you have a lot of people that don't understand. If you lose a console, then the other two are not going to work. It's hard to be better. So they're gunning for Nintendo to go down, so they pointed this out. Now, I'm going to point out to you, we get footage from games every day, and sometimes it comes out on all three consoles. They don't send us a trailer from all three consoles. It may be they send us just the one from the PlayStation 3. Nobody makes a big deal about it because it's not E3 and it's not Wii. But we get that every single day. When I put trailers up, it's from one console. It's not from all three.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was not necessarily illegal or terrible. It's just, we're all looking at you. We want to see it from the Wii U since you're showing a new console, and it may be that they just didn't at the time. Who knows?
Well, didn't he mention something about this was all, like, rendered in real time or something like that?
Well, he says it's real game footage, which was technically not a lie. It is game
footage. It was real game footage from the Xbox 360.
Yes.
Enjoy it.
Yes, it didn't come.
Or from the PS3. Then enjoy. I'm just saying that to me was a little bit of a bad mark on the Wii U's launch. And
see, you did exactly what I said.
I don't care. I'm just, you can say all that blah, blah, blah all you want. I don't want to lose the Wii U. I'd like to see it. I told you before, I'm very happy about the turn they've taken. I just feel like
I'm saying what
they're pulling
a
PlayStation 3. They're pulling a PlayStation 3.
What I'm saying is it wasn't that they didn't do something that's not done every day. It shouldn't affect your view of them, other than they should have probably slapped it up there because they already know where they are and that they're going to get kicked on, is all I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure that now, when the PS3 shows a PS3 game, it's PS3 rendered. I'm sure when they show an Xbox show, an Xbox 360 game at their press
yes,
event, that
I
it's
agree.
An Xbox 360 rendered game.
I agree. But I'm saying in the grand scale of PRs and releasing things, we get that crap every day.
And I'm just saying that I'm tired of it, no matter who does it, whether it's Nintendo or PS3 or Xbox 360.
Well, I'll say thank you to them because I don't want to use up our extra web space to be uploading 3 trailers. This is
exactly
that's the same thing on a different console. If it looks as good and he says it will, don't lie to me, Reggie.
Then it looks as good. Every third party developer will tell you that their game looks as good on every system, and it doesn't. There are differences. There always are. Due to the architectural differences of the systems. If they're all identical, then I would agree with that.
I'm not going to agree or disagree. All I know is we get that every day. So it shouldn't be we're going to jump on you other than, lied. How about, we'll slap you on the wrist. You shouldn't have done that. Make sure you tell us it's not from the Wii U and so people don't get all excited.
Doesn't mean we should let them get away with it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm going to let them get away with that. But I just wish he'd have labeled it. Just label it so I knew.
I'm calling you out.
Nah, I ain't calling him out. You
step
gonna
up.
You know why I ain't calling him out? When they start doing that blaster, then you're going to start uploading all them trailers to the site because it's going to be like 6-1 now instead of 1.
I'm just saying.
Oh, God, and if they release it on every platform. Didn't we have a game like that the other day? It was on all the platforms, on iPhone, it was on Android, it was on
iPad.
That's different.
That's different because they're not in a console. New console gets launched every day.
That's true, but it's still the same game.
I'm saying if it's a new console launch, I want to see the new console
I completely concur in that instance, but the whole – what I'm saying is the whole press blown out of proportion that, oh, my God, it wasn't – I get it.
Not blown out of proportion. This is a new console. Show me what the new console can do or shut up. That's my
– Show us what you can do or shut up.
That's right. Step up or step out.
We'll see. They got a year, so we'll see what they do in their year's time.
They should have shown it at next year's E3, not this year.
Oh, no. Why would you do that?
Because I want to see Wii U rendered graphics.
Who is going to show you something that they're about to put out on the market at E3? And that also was an argument. So who was that? Sony showed a lot of games that were actually coming out that day.
And guess what I'm telling you is that if Sony does that crap, they need to be called on it too.
What?
Everybody needs to be called on that crap. If they do it, they need to be called on it. Okay.
You need to make up your mind. Do you want them to
if
show it the day
console.
It's coming out? There's a day. Is it that you wanted to show the stuff the day the console's coming out, or wait?
No, I want to show. If you're launching a console, I want to see those games rendered on that console, on that hardware. Otherwise, don't pretend that this. Don't come up there and go, look at these games that are coming to our console. You know, don't pretend like. Don't even. He didn't encourage it, but he didn't discourage it. That he made it seem like those were the games that were coming, being rendered on the Wii U. And don't tell me that he never did that because the whole press was actually upset. That they were kind of lied to a little bit, even though he never really said that. Okay, but he implied that by putting it up on stage during the console launch. These are the games that are coming. It implies that these are being rendered on the Wii U, and they're not. So
I'm on the fence with that one. I can't get behind you or them, or either side.
You can never support me. You never want to support me.
I know. I support you if you were dead on, but you know how I am. I have to be
I'm always dead on. You just got to listen. Always dead on. By the way, Black Ops. Black Ops had the most ridiculous marketing campaign, way more ridiculous than Halo had, okay? Black Ops had a freaking Jeep as part of their marketing campaign. They had Jeep make a special Black Ops Edition Jeep. Come on.
And why is that so mind-blowing?
That's so mind-blowing. Did Halo do that? No.
Yeah, Then you know what? We're going to argue all day long.
Payload never had for sale.
You were going to argue me down. Okay, go on YouTube and find the trailer that we did for the last Halo launch. Me and Danger are sitting in a Warthog made by the people that made Halo.
No, that's not what I said, Corey. A mass-produced vehicle. You can go right now to your Jeep dealership and buy a Black Ops Edition Jeep. You can't buy a Halo Edition anything. That was a display thing created.
That's true. Well, actually, there's a guy that owns it now, so it wasn't just a
display. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the difference. You're telling me something completely different than what I'm
saying. No, that's not what you said when you started talking.
That's what I meant.
Like, somebody made a Black Ox Jeep. Did Halo do that? Yeah, they did.
No, I meant a mass-produced, you can go buy it right now, Black Ops.
No, somebody else did something like that. It wasn't just them.
No, but they did not some car dealers, not some manufacturer, a major auto manufacturer
No, I'm trying to remember. Somebody else did the same thing earlier this year. We'll have to look it up. Somebody else does have a truck. It wasn't just Black Ops. I'll have to look it up. Somebody else did do a truck. And it's,
I remember something about that.
Yeah, it was in the South here, though. I don't think it made it up your way. It was a Ford something.
Was it just one person?
I remember something about that.
No. It was a company. It's made by Ford, but I think it was only done here in the South because
I'm just saying. They had a crazy marketing campaign, too.
That's not really crazy to me, though, Bless.
That's super crazy. Come on.
It's a guy crazy thing for a girl, you know. I'm like, that's nice. I don't really need a Black Ops truck. Now, give me a gun.
Oh, God, yes.
That's a whole different story.
Oh, hell yeah. Totally off topic, but a gun from a... they did have a video game. So, yes, the P90 from Stargate. I want one.
What does it shoot?
Bullets. It's an actual gun. It's an actual gun. And I want it.
Me wants it.
Me wants it. Me wants it. Oh, it's so pretty. So pretty.
Now, who's making the... that's PlayStation that's making the controller from Star Trek. Is that them?
I missed that one, so I don't know.
I think the developer is doing that, but maybe.
I thought they said a limited edition. What was it? What's the thing called from Star Trek? You know, the thing.
The phaser. Star Trek controller. Phaser.
Was it a
phaser? That's what it's called. PS3 exclusive.
I remember them mentioning that last night. Yeah, it was the phaser, wasn't it?
I think so.
Looking right now. Yes, because I think that the game is actually a PlayStation... Well, no, it's not PlayStation 3 exclusive. It's coming out for all of them. I'm not sure what the controller is going to be, though. Phaser to be reborn as PlayStation Move controller. There it is. Yep,
yeah.
It's Move controller. Yep. You're right.
Are we buying that? Are we buying that?
No, I don't know. Is it on rails? Is it on rails game, or can I actually run around and move?
I don't know.
Everything's on rails. Everything they showed us.
Tired of rails.
I don't know why everybody's all okay. Out of the three there, I think I was more interested in Sony and Wii, but the Microsoft totally out of the game. But everybody's like, oh, it was awesome. You see those games are showing? No. No.
Well, the thing about the move though, at least. You know, the Wii struggled to have a real good first-person shooter game for a long time because the controls were kind of wonky, and the Move was one of the first. The PlayStation Move was one of the first well-reviewed first-person shooters I've seen. Was Killzone 3 on the PlayStation Move? So I don't know. I mean, that, you know, I like the PlayStation Move. If I would like using it if the controls are not on rails and if I can run around, if they can do it. There's no reason why we can't do it. There's no reason why Kinect can't do something like that. And if they can't, if there's a hardware reason why Kinect can't do that, then they should stop trying
Oh, you missed the news yesterday as well, where they finally decided to jump on the bandwagon. What game was it? Was it Forza Sport? They're going to be releasing the steering wheel with it?
Yes.
But the steering wheel is $59.99 in addition to your $59.99 to buy the game. It doesn't come together.
Well, who's jumping in the band? You mean that they're...
The Kinect. Yeah, it's supposed to work with the Kinect. It's a controller made for Forza Motorsport, and it's actually a controller. It's wireless, and it works with the Kinect, and it's in the shape of a steering wheel. It's all black. It's beautiful.
I thought you were the controller.
I know, right? That's kind of what I thought. And I don't know.
Apparently, they realized you being the controller just wasn't working out, so they fired you and told you to pick up your car, kick up your key, drop your keys off on the way out at the receptionist desk. You are no longer the controller. And for the hefty price of $59.99 is what's killing me.
Yeah, that's nuts. And you're only going to be able to use I'm sure after it comes out, you can use it for other games.
They said limited functionality with other
games. No, sorry. Not buying that. Mm-mm, you can keep it.
And all
it's
they did
pretty, pretty paperweight.
It's in the shape of a U. In the center where the horn would normally be is your Xbox button. And the other X, you know, A, X, Y, all those are on the right-hand side up top. And there's a select and all that thing, I think, right below that on the same side. So they just kind of rewired some things.
I think I'll say no. Thanks, no.
Thanks, Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's GLaDOS. She snuck in.
Yeah, she's been sneaking in. Dirty. Nasty bird that I'm not going to say on air right now.
You have some issues with GLaDOS.
GLaDOS likes me. GLaDOS wants me. GLaDOS, leave me alone. You can't have me.
Okay, Blaster, do you have gender's medication?
I do. You know what? I forgot to pick it up in the store.
We need to make sure she's, you know, okay. Okay, well, tomorrow night we'll be on longer. We're kind of piddling around now, if you guys didn't notice. But tomorrow we'll be on. We'll have guests so that Blaster won't feel like we're jumping on him. So it'll be evenly matched, we think.
Jumping on me all damn week. I'm
not
a carpet.
Like
not a
you
carpet,
like
Corey.
It.
You are, too, our magic carpet. See, I didn't even have to say the rest of that. He knows the rest of that joke. Did you hear the laugh?
I did.
That's when
I
your
think
people
I need
know
to hear
you
the rest
well.
Of this joke. I don't think I've heard this joke before.
You don't have to. Just let your mind wander.
E3, everybody. It's a hell of a show. We'll be on tomorrow. Same
tomorrow,
time.
And we got the news in the morning, don't we?
Yes, we got a news in the morning. I think we're taking
what's the news? Corey and Ginger are breaking it down.
Lunch with Ginger and Corey. Bring me pizza, bitches.
Oh, you have to be the headliner, Ginger. See,
well, she takes medication.
It's not Corey and Ginger. It's Ginger and Corey.
Well, we had to let her be the headliner because she takes medication. We don't want to be cut.
All right. Yes. See y'all later.
Everybody be concerned. Be concerned about my mental health. Yes.
Ooh, GLaDOS is messing up.
That's kind of what she does.
Matt Damon!